Hello, my name is Joshua Correa, and I want to welcome you to Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle, brought to you by Cap'n. Let's jump in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts to receive your word. Today, we're going to look at Mark chapter 2, verses 3 through 11. This is the healing of the paralytic. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by 4 men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves, so he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth." He said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." So there are a couple things I wanted to focus on for this gospel passage. This is actually the sacramental aspects of this passage really jump out at you if you're looking at them. And the two sacraments that you look at are penance and anointing of the sick. And the one that I would like to highlight is penance. So Jesus, in this passage, he makes manifest his divine authority by this twofold healing. One is by the forgiveness of sins. This cannot be directly observed. So what does Jesus do? The man's physical healing makes apparent what is occurring in his soul. That's why Jesus speaks the way that he does. His sins have been forgiven and he's been healed both physically and spiritually. And you can see some of this in the Old Testament if you are to read Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25, where God says, "It is I who wipe out for my own sake your offenses, your sins I remember no more." And the other passage that I'd like to focus on is from Catechism 1421, that the Lord Jesus Christ, physician of our souls and bodies, who forgave the sins of the paralytic and restored him to bodily health, has willed that his church continue in the power of the Holy Spirit, his work of healing and salvation, even among her own members. So that's what the church actually teaches in regard to the sacraments. Next, I want to highlight verses 13 through 17. This is the call of Levi. "Once again, he went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by the sea, Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs posts, he said to him, 'Follow me.' And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes who were Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors and said to his disciples, 'Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?' Jesus heard this and said to them, 'Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. And I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" One of the things I want to say right off the bat is that Matthew and Levi are the same apostles. The other thing I want to focus on is the fact that Matthew follows Jesus immediately. After Jesus calls him, he goes. The transformation in his life begins that quickly. He still has a long way to go, but he follows Jesus very quickly. I also want you to notice how Jesus sits at table with sinners and with tax collectors. Matthew is a tax collector, and the Pharisees were obviously very upset. What this passage shows is that Jesus is the divine physician. He loves everyone, and he wants their conversion. He wants them to recognize that they are sinners and to come to him and to ask for forgiveness and to deepen that relationship with our blessed Lord. He wants that same kind of reaction that Matthew had. He wants that for us. So if you read from the Catechism, paragraph 545, "Jesus invites sinners to the table of the kingdom. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. He invites them to that conversion without which one can enter the kingdom, but shows them in word and deed his Father's boundless mercy for them and the vast joy in heaven over one sinner who repents." Now, to summarize, I just want to say Jesus wants to heal us. He calls us by name, but do we answer the call? Do we hear him? Do we respond to him? That's what I want you to focus on. And practical application is to read sacred scripture. The basis for your life in Christ should always be in prayer. And praying with the scriptures is one of the best ways that you can deepen your relationship with our blessed Lord. And the other thing I want you to focus on is just asking Jesus to come into your life and heal whatever wounds you have. Asking Jesus to heal you will deepen your relationship with him so that you can follow him just as Matthew did. May God bless and keep you.